you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Cece is on the phone and she thinks that her husband of 3 years named Nathan might be cheating with her friend, actually. So we're about to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that he's a rewards card member at and say that every single month we choose one rewards member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. And we'll see who he sends those flowers to, if she sends them to his wife, Cece, or to her friend, Nora, or to somebody else. All right, Cece, before we do that, why don't you kind of catch us up on all the things that make you suspect him to be cheating?
Yeah, so basically, my best friend, Nora, and I, we've known each other forever, and my husband, Nathan, really likes her too, just like, you know, in a respectful platonic way, or so I thought. And the other night, I was just like sitting and watching TV, and I saw Nathan's phone light up with a text from Nora, and it was full of like topless photos of her
and
a very suggestive message to him. And so I'm pretty much 100% sure that something funny is going on here, because
hard to think there isn't.
It's the logical reaction. Yeah.
I've tried to think of what there could be that's an excuse, and I can't think of one.
Unless there's some other guy in her phone with the exact same name, but the chances of that's
It was an accident.
You triple check when you send a nude. At least you should be.
You should check.
Should. Not that everyone does.
All right, Cece, are you ready for us to call him and see if we can figure it out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Corbell calling from. I was looking for our rewards card member named Nathan.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Nathan. Please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm actually calling with a big congratulations. Thank you very much for being a rewards member with us. You're this month's big winner. Clap for you over here.
What did I win?
Oh, the flowers.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you didn't know. Every single month, we choose one rewards card member to say thank you very much for being such a loyal customer. You've won 36 long-stem red roses, a box of candy or chocolates, and a card to be delivered to anybody that you want within the 50 United States, absolutely free.
Oh, wow. You don't need my credit card or anything?
No payment necessary, nothing like that. It's literally just our way of saying thank you, and you'll get confirmations in your email on everything.
Oh,
I can take the information over the phone. It just takes a couple minutes.
Yeah, we can do it now, I guess.
Great. And first thing I would need would be the first and then the last name of the person that you want to send them to. If you want to put anything on a card, and then I'll get the address from you and we're good to go.
Sure. Let me think. Oh, you know what? So her name is Nora.
Okay, got that. Anything you'd like to put on a card to Nora?
Yeah, so let's put, please stop worrying. No one will know.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Okay. Yes, I can I can't do that, actually, I guess. Hi, Nathan, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Yeah.
Dude, what? For real? What?
My name is Jubal.
Hi, I'm Nina. And we all hear you.
I'm Victoria.
And we do a segment on the show called To Catch a Cheater, and your wife, Cece, is actually on the phone.
Nathan, how could you do this to me? Are you serious right now?
Cece?
I trusted you, and you're cheating on me with my best friend? Like,
oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm saying these words out loud.
This is insane. I am not cheating. I swear.
You're not?
What are you doing?
What were those topless photos then? That's not cheating? That's as suggestive as it gets without actually sleeping with my best friend.
Why were you on my phone?
Well, why are you sending my best friend flowers? And why are you sleeping with her?
I'm not sleeping with Nora. There's an explanation. I can explain.
So explain it.
Okay. Well, there's a very good explanation. Obviously, you know James comes over every week. I'm trying to set James up with Nora.
Okay, that sounds like such a lie.
What?
Okay.
She sent topless pictures to your phone.
That's not okay.
I know. But Nora, she told me that she had saved James's number as, she was like Nathan's friend in her contacts in the phone. She sent the wrong person the pictures that night to the wrong person. It was meant for James. Okay. I didn't even see those messages until like way, way later.
But wouldn't you, if you were Nora, go straight to your friend and go, oh my gosh, I'm so mortified. I just sent your husband naked pictures of myself. Like, wouldn't you do that? I would do that.
She knows his name. Why would she put him in her phone as Nathan's friend? She knows his name.
Yeah. And also, if you're the husband who gets those pictures, why don't you go, hey, your weirdo friend just sent me naked pics.
I watched you all night to see how you'd react to the photos.
I know. And there were literally, you're saying, like, why wasn't anybody freaking out about it? Nora, she sent, at the very least, like, 20, 30 messages freaking out over
it. That's disgusting.
Didn't want to call because she knew that you were going to lose your mind if you found out. And
oh, really? Like,
would you? Come on, you would have lost your mind, right?
I mean, yes, I would have lost my mind.
It was an accident?
It was an accident.
Okay, but so, I'm also losing my mind now anyway because you decided to keep this from me. So either way, I was going to lose my mind.
But also, why were you sending her flowers then?
Okay, so after I finally saw what was going on, I immediately deleted the pictures. And then I just took a screenshot to show Nora that I had deleted them so she wasn't thinking that I kept the pictures for whatever reason.
And screenshot of the boobs again.
She was still really freaked out. She was embarrassed. Out of her mind the entire time, and that's why I gave her the flowers. It's not
that makes
her
no
fault
sense.
That it happened.
I don't fully believe you yet, but this does sort of track for Nora.
Okay, so you buy that from your friend? You know her well enough to.
I actually do. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I actually do.
Well, there's an easy way to handle this, though. Get James, get Nora, have your man and you all in a room, and bring it up for a topic of conversation, and see how everybody reacts.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. We can absolutely do that. And I'm sorry. I just didn't want you to freak out. I really am sorry that I kept it from you. That was wrong. And I promise the next time your friend sends me pictures of her boobs, then I'll tell you right away.
Okay. Thanks for watching. If you want more contents like this, don't forget to like, share, comment, and follow the page. See you next time.